The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. Coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips, we'll take a look at Bluetooth trackers, Tile versus AirTag, and the first of a four-part series on streaming video services. That's what's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. Let's talk Bluetooth trackers. Battle of the Trackers, Tile versus AirTag. This article comes to us courtesy of Access World Magazine, and it is written by Janet Ingber. If you have ever misplaced an object, such as your keys or wallet, then you will appreciate a tracker, a small, easy-to-use device that can be attached to any object to help find it. The Tile tracker has been around for several years. Now, Apple's AirTag is the new kid on the block. First up, the Tile trackers. Tile has several different types of trackers, the Tile Mate, Tile Pro, Tile Slim, and Tile Sticker. You can purchase combination packs with different Tile types in one package. You can also purchase packs with multiples of one specific type of Tile. I bought a combination pack that contained the Tile Slim and Tile Pro. They were in the same box, but wrapped separately. Also in the box was a printed information sheet. You can also find the manual online at their website. In order to communicate with your Tile, the Tile app must be installed on your iOS or Android device. The Tile app is free, or you can upgrade to Tile Premium, which offers more features. Premium costs $2.99 a month or $29.99 per year. The Tile app opens with a welcome screen. Next is a button labeled Buy a Tile. Selecting the button brings you to a page where you can purchase various Tile combination packs as well as individual tiles. Select the Done button at the top of the screen to return to the Tile app. Next are two buttons, Sign In and Get Started. Before using the Tile, you need to create an account. Select the Get Started button. When the new screen loads, the first option is to add a device. Below it is a Skip button. Next is another opportunity to shop, followed by heading labeled Activate a Tile Enabled Device. Below this is a list of devices. Select the Skip button. On the next screen are edit boxes for your email address and a Tile password. Once you sign in, you will be informed that a code has been sent to the email address you have provided. Enter the code in the edit box. Once the sign-up process is complete, Tile will ask for permissions, such as using Bluetooth and sending push notifications. In the next step of the setup process, the Tile app needs permission for location access. Instructions are clear on how to do this. In addition to setting location in the Tile app, you need to allow location in your device's settings. Go to Settings, then Tile, then Location. After you sign in, the main screen has an Add Tile button. Activate it. I used my Tile Pro, Tile Mate, Slim, and Pro are in one group, and Tile Sticker needs to be selected separately. Next, press the button on the tile and it will make a noise. After that, the next step is to hold the tile near your phone. It took a couple of tries, but it paired with my phone. Then, choose where to put your tile. When I reopened the app, there was an Add Tile option at the top of the screen. There was a Settings button and a notification that my tile was connected. The tile was labeled Keys. I selected the Find button, and in a couple of seconds, my tile began to sound. I located it and pressed the button on the tile to stop the sound. I activated my Slim tile and put it in the bottom of my purse. Once this tile was activated, the main app screen showed both tiles and had a Find button for each item. Both tiles worked well. In the Settings section of the Tile app is an option to use a tile to locate your phone. Go to Find Your Phone and select it. On the next screen is a list for your tiles. Next to each tile name is the switch button to enable the tile to find your phone. Locate your phone by double pressing the Tile button. This feature works even when your phone is on silent. Once the phone is located, select the OK button. I needed to turn VoiceOver's volume up to hear above the sound my tile triggered. You can ask Siri to find your tile. In the Tile app, select the item for the shortcut. On the next screen, go to Siri Shortcuts and select it. The app guides you through the setup process. Now, let's take a look at the tile with Amazon Alexa. Amazon's Alexa can find your tile. Say something like, Alexa, find my and your tile's name. For example, I said, Alexa, find my purse. Alexa spoke my purse's last location. She then asked if she should ring my purse. A couple of seconds later, my purse tile rang. If you lose an object, such as a jacket with a tile attached, you can use the Tile app to help find it. If the item is in range, you just need to select the tile, but if the object is not in range, start by opening the Tile app and select the tile you want to find. Next, select the Notify When Found button. Follow the prompts to complete the process. When someone with the Tile app on their device passes near the missing tile, you will be notified of your item's current location. Tiles work well and come in four different sizes. The Mate and Pro have holes for attaching them to a keyring or similar object. The Mate and Pro also have replaceable batteries. Sound volume is good, especially on the Pro. The activation is a multi-step process. Once activated, the Tile app is easy to use. You can create a Siri shortcut for your tile. Amazon's Alexa can work with tiles. The setup process is multi-step, but not too difficult. Finding a lost item requires that the finder has the Tile app on their phone. Now, moving on to the Apple AirTag. The AirTag is the newest entry into the tracker market. You can buy one AirTag or a pack of four. It requires iOS 14.5 or later. I purchased a single AirTag. In the box were printed documentation and the AirTag itself, which sits in a little cardboard holder. Lift it out and note the tab sticking from the AirTag. Pull out this tab to activate it. The AirTag measures 1.26 inches in diameter, 0.31 inches high, and weighs 0.39 ounces. It is water resistant. I was unable to find documentation of the decibel level of the AirTag's sound or its range, but it's definitely quieter than the tile. The bottom of the AirTag has a smaller circumference than the top and is where you have access to the replaceable battery. Once the battery tab is removed, the battery door will not stick out much. AirTags use a replaceable mainstream CR2032 battery that lasts about a year. Each AirTag links to your Apple ID during the setup process. Because of this, someone who finds your AirTag will not be able to convert it to their own use. Up to 16 AirTags can be assigned to the same Apple ID. Unlike the Tile Mate and Tile Pro, the AirTag does not have a hole for attaching it to an item, such as a keyring. Separate holders specifically designed for the AirTag are available through Apple and other retailers. I purchased a third-party keyring. Once you remove the tab that sticks out of the AirTag, a dialog box will appear on your phone. It contains a button to connect your AirTag. There are several screens to set up, including naming your AirTag. There is a list of options via a picker menu. VoiceOver does not read the item number correctly. It keeps saying each item is one of 11. Ignore this. Your choice is not dependent on the number of the item in the list. If you do not like any options, there is an edit box where you can enter a name. I named my AirTag Keys. VoiceOver will speak the setup process. If you do not find the setup dialog on your iPhone or iPad screen, you can set up your AirTag in the Find My app. Once your AirTag is activated, there will be an Items tab in the Find My app. Follow VoiceOver's instructions. Whether using the Connect on Screen dialog or the Find My app, during the setup process, the Continue button is after the Close button. Make sure to choose the Continue button during the setup process. Let's talk finding your items. Siri can be used to locate an AirTag. For example, if I want Siri to find my keys AirTag, I say, Hey Siri, find my keys. My keys were attached to an AirTag's keychain. Within a few seconds, the AirTag started to sound. Unlike the tile, it only played for a few seconds. Volume was less than on my Tile Pro and Tile Slim. You can also ping your item from within the Find My app. Go to the Items tab and activate the Play Sound button. VoiceOver will say the button is off. Select it, and a sound will start playing. It's the same idea as when you ping your iPhone with your Apple Watch. If you have an iPhone 11 or 12, you can use Precision Finding. This feature gives verbal directions and haptic feedback to direct you toward your AirTag. In the Items tag of Find My, select the Find Nearby button. This will engage Precision Finding. If your AirTag is not in range and you cannot find it, you can mark it lost. Go to the Find My app and select Items. Follow the prompts to mark it. You will be asked to enter a phone number for someone to call. If someone with an NFC-enabled phone, such as an iPhone or an Android phone, is near your AirTag, they will receive a message on their device indicating the item was lost. If the AirTag owner has entered a phone number to call, it will also be in the message with the item. The AirTag is easier to set up than the Tile. There is only one AirTag model. You cannot put it on a keyring or similar item without also purchasing a special holder. Siri works well with the AirTag. The AirTag's volume is lower than the Tile Pro and Tile Slim. Although the Tile's sound is continuous, the AirTag plays for only a few seconds. Precision Finding is an excellent feature for someone with a visual impairment. If you lose an item with an AirTag, anyone with an NFC-enabled device will receive a message when they encounter the AirTag. This means a much larger network of possible finders. The bottom line is that both the Tile and the AirTag work well. Your choice of purchase really depends on the item to be tracked. The AirTag's volume is lower and only plays for a few seconds at a time, but it is easier to set up and has a larger finding audience. Precision Finding on the AirTag is an excellent feature if you have a device that supports it. As a footnote to the story, I did a little shopping around, which basically means I went to Amazon. The Tile Tracker Mate single is $24.99. A four-pack containing one Mate, one Slim, and two stickers is $69.99. An alternate four-pack, which contains two Pro, one Slim, and one sticker, is $99.99. Switching over to the Apple AirTags, a single AirTag on Amazon will set you back $29.99, while a four-pack of Apple AirTags will set you back $99.99. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. With lots of streaming services to choose from when it comes to watching TV, it may sometimes be difficult to figure out which services are more accessible than others. Access World Magazine has put together a four-part series that takes a look at online streaming services, breaking down the pros and cons of each. We will go over these articles during the next couple episodes of Tech Tips. First up, Video Streaming Services Part 1. Getting started with Netflix for people with visual impairments. Again, this comes to us from Access World Magazine, and it is written by Janet Ingber. Netflix is an online streaming service with a huge amount of content, much of it with audio description. Netflix produces its own content, such as The Queen's Gambit, Stranger Things, and Bridgerton. They also have their own movies, stand-up comedy specials, and documentaries. Netflix also streams TV shows and movies from other sources. Netflix was the 2017 recipient of the prestigious Helen Keller Achievement Award from the American Foundation of the Blind, which is given to those who have made extraordinary contributions to improving the quality of life of people with vision loss. When it comes to getting help, Netflix offers phone support at 1-844-505-2993. Live chat is also available through their help center, and help can be accessed through account settings on whichever device you are using to stream content. Here's how to find audio-described TV shows and movies using Netflix. Netflix does not have a dedicated page for audio-described content. Tech support suggested putting the words audio description in the search form, but this still did not give me a complete list. The American Council of the Blind has an extensive list of audio described Netflix content at their Audio Description Project. On the iOS app and Apple TV app, there is a setting to have Netflix display audio described content. enabling audio description will be discussed later in this article. Netflix requires a subscription and an internet connection. Many devices can play Netflix, including Apple, Android and Windows phones and tablets, Mac and Windows computers, and portable players like Roku, Apple TV, and Fire TV. You can also connect your device to your TV via Bluetooth or cable. For example, I can play Netflix on my TV by connecting my iOS device with the Lightning to HDMI cable. Netflix tech support can help you with this. Some carriers, such as Verizon, offer Netflix directly on your TV. You still must have a Netflix subscription and an internet connection. You may need to activate text-to-speech on your TV to hear menus and sounds. Here's how to get started. The sign-up process for Netflix is not complicated. You will be asked to enter your name, a password, an email address, and payment information. Next to each device type is a button. Activate the button, and underneath the device's name will be specific sign-up information. Let's talk pricing. Netflix has three pricing plans: basic, standard, and premium. No matter which plan you choose, you have unlimited access to Netflix content. Prices listed are per month. The basic plan costs $8.99 per month. Only one device can be used at a time, and only one device can download content in addition to streaming it. Content can only be played in standard definition with this plan. The standard plan costs $13.99 per month. Two devices can be used at a time, and two devices can download content in addition to streaming it. In addition, content is available in high definition with this plan. The premium plan costs $17.99 per month. With this plan, up to four separate devices can be used at the same time, and four devices can download content. Also, content is available in 4K Ultra HD. Let's talk profiles. All Netflix plans allow up to five profiles per account. For example, on my Netflix account, I have my profile plus profiles for my husband and daughter. Make a profile by first going to the screen for creating profiles. On the iPhone, select Account Settings and then Add Profile. An edit box opens where you can enter the name. Activate the Save button. The main benefit of profiles is that Netflix will send recommendations for a particular profile based on that person's viewing habits. You can also set separate controls for specific profiles. Once audio description is activated for your profile, it will transfer to other Apple devices running Netflix. I have my profile selected on my iPhone, Mac, and Apple TV. When the Netflix screen first loads, the list of profiles will be on the home screen. Select the profile for whoever is using Netflix. Using Netflix on an iPhone. Overall, Netflix works very well on the iPhone. At the top of the screen, Netflix asks who is watching. Below this heading is a list of profiles in the account. The one you select will load that person's profile. Under the last profile is a button to add another profile. You can have up to five on your account. In the top right corner of the screen is an edit button. Selecting it loads the screen to manage profiles. Activate the Done button in the upper left corner when finished. It is worth noting that even if VoiceOver says the profile is selected, you will need to double tap on it to get to the next screen. At the bottom of the next screen are four tabs: Home, Coming Soon, Search, and Downloads. The Coming Soon tab has a list of TV shows and movies that will be on Netflix. Each listing has the name and date available. Since Netflix releases all episodes for a season at the same time, the season number will be listed. Flicking up or down in any listing offers options, including full description, remind me, and more info. The search form is self-explanatory. Any content that you have downloaded is accessed via the Downloads tab. The advantage of downloading content is that you don't need an internet connection to watch it. Netflix has a feature called Smart Downloads. If you start watching a series, episodes you have already played will be removed automatically, and Netflix will download upcoming episodes. Turn Smart Downloads on and off in the Downloads tab. At the top of the screen are four buttons: Home, Target Selector, Account Settings, and Filter Bar. The Home button brings you back to the home screen. The Target Selector button does not work. At this time, Apple AirPlay does not work with Netflix. The next button is Account Settings. The first part of this screen has a list of profiles on your account, followed by options to add or manage profiles. Next is the My List button. As you explore Netflix and get suggestions from Netflix, you can add content to your list. The list is a convenient way to keep shows and movies you are interested in watching in one place. The next option is App Settings. This section contains information about downloads, such as whether to allow them only via Wi-Fi. The final control is labeled Filter Bar. Flick up or down on it. There are three sorting choices: movies, TV shows, and categories. Selecting categories brings up more sorting options, including audio description. VoiceOver will say audio description when you select this option. A list of content with audio description will be on this screen. Once you have found a title you want, double tap on it. The next screen will contain information about your choice, including description, buttons to download or play, an option to add it to your list, number of seasons, if applicable, and much more. Once content is playing, flick right until you hear the controls to play, pause, rewind 10 seconds, and fast forward 10 seconds. Flick right a few more times to audio and subtitle options. If audio description is available, it will be in this section. Controls on the screen disappear quickly. When you navigate to the screen and controls are not available, VoiceOver says Show Controls. Double tap and controls will be on the screen. Next, we'll take a look at Netflix using a Mac. The Netflix website has a lot of information, but not a lot of clutter. The web rotor works very well with links, headings, and forms. A specific option for audio description is not available. When the website first loads, if there is more than one profile on your account, you will be asked who is watching. Links on the page include TV shows, movies, new and popular, and My List. Moving on to Netflix using an Apple TV. Once the app loads, choose a profile. Flicking down on the Apple TV remote brings up various options, including Search, Home, TV shows, and My List. Be aware that the remote is extremely sensitive to touch. The categories filter in this version of Netflix has audio description as number 24 of 24. Once audio description is selected for any one program, it will be activated for other programs if it's available. Flick around the screen to get an idea of how the app is arranged. For example, if you select the Home option, flicking right brings you to a list header. Flicking right again brings you into the list for that header. Flicking up or down in the headers list moves through the names of the lists. When you find one you want to explore, flick right to learn what content is available. Items within lists are numbered. As with the iOS app, the Apple TV version has lists of popular and trending shows and movies. When content is playing, three tabs are available: More Info, Subtitles, and Audio. Audio description is labeled English AD. Moving on to Netflix using a Fire TV. Aaron Pierce, an Access World Editor-in-Chief, has contributed the following information on Fire TV, Fire OS, and Android. Netflix on Fire TV does not use the Fire TV screen reader VoiceView, but uses its own screen reader. I find that this means that it lags considerably, which makes for a painfully slow experience when trying to navigate. That being said, you can always launch shows using the Alexa function of the Fire's remote, and everything I have tried in the app is accessible. In addition, Netflix will give you context for every screen you are on with detailed layout information. This is useful as layouts of screens can change. It is also worth noting to turn on audio description, pause the program, Press up to open the options menu, navigate to the audio options, and select English audio description. There isn't much to say about the Fire OS and Android versions of Netflix. From a quick look, the apps seem fully accessible on Fire OS with VoiceView and on Android with TalkBack. The apps have the same features as the iOS version, though the layouts are somewhat different, with the various aspects rearranged. Overall, they should not be any less accessible or usable for someone using one of these other mobile platforms. The only access issue I noticed is that the login fields aren't labeled on the Fire OS version of the app. As usual, going into subtitles and audio will allow you to select audio description. When you select it for a show, it seems to persist when you then go to watch that same show on another device. It seemed like the video player aspect of these apps was the closest to the iOS app in layout. Note that on Android, it is possible to move by other elements. For example, headings when available. Netflix from a low vision perspective. Access World author Steve Kelly provided the following information about using Netflix for people who have low vision. One of the great features of Netflix is that even with the basic subscription, it's available on virtually any device you can think of, desktop or laptop computer, tablet, smartphone, TV, you name it. While the screen may be smaller on my iPad or 22-inch computer monitor, being close to the screen makes a huge difference, and using the magnification features on these devices is also a great addition. On the iPad, for example, during an intro to a video or when there is print on the screen I might not see while watching on the TV, I just zoom in or pause the play for a moment. Zoom in. Then continue playing. To watch on your tablet or smartphone up close while the rest of the family watches on the big screen from across the room on the couch, you'll need at least the $13.99 plan. And this is because the basic plan allows for only one screen at a time. Overall, the flexibility of the Netflix apps and web interface really adds a new dimension to move closer to the screen for a viewer with low vision. The best way to see the TV or video is not the same for any of us, and sometimes it's easier on a smaller screen held closer to our face, with some magnification when needed, and even a screen reader or audio description at times. The Netflix app worked really well across the various platforms and with the accessibility features each offered. In conclusion, if you are looking for an accessible streaming app with a great deal of audio described content, Netflix is an excellent choice. Netflix includes audio description in their original programming and often offers audio description on content from other sources. All their platforms are accessible. In the last few months, I have watched a great deal of content from Netflix. As a reminder, this was part one of a four-part segment by Access World Magazine. In part two, we'll take a look at the accessibility of YouTube TV. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.